Wild Time. The Animal Rights / World Conservation Show on 106.8 TCR-FM.
I had a look at your blog, and for the listeners out there, it's veganfashionblog.com. That's veganfashionblog.com. And it's very well put together.
Thank you.
I really liked it, you know. It almost looks like, you know, like a regular sort of page, you know, with sub-pages and everything. And I like it a lot. It's also quite easy to scroll through it and have a look what's really on there. So basically what I have is two questions. And number one is, what made you do the blog? Or what made you guys come up with the idea of having a blog? And then how has it changed your day-to-day life?
Okay, so your first question, why did we come up with the blog? How did we come up with the blog? And when? You know, it's funny because I met a guy about a year ago, and our very first date, he told me he was vegan. And I said, you know what, I'm willing to try vegan. I'm all about change. And so our very first dinner date was at a vegan restaurant in Dallas, Texas. And moving forward, you know, I have a neurological muscle condition, and it's called dystonia. And it actually causes me a lot of pain. And so I wasn't able to work a normal full-time job. You know, before I worked on the blog, I actually worked in substance abuse. And I helped patients get sober. And all of a sudden, I started having, you know, an extra amount of pain. And I was really stressed out. And, you know, I knew that something in my life really needed to change, and I thought, you know what, maybe going vegan was the answer. So I decided that, you know, I would go vegan, and I just instantly went from being a meat eater to a complete vegan.
Wow.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I had, you know, some cravings here and there.
I had cravings for meat for a long time before I could fully embrace it.
Yeah. I craved bacon and tuna fish.
All right.
And,
yeah, tuna was a big one for me too. And the last thing that a lot of people let go, obviously, is the cheese and the dairy. And, you know, and what we noticed over the years, obviously, you know, a lot of people that I know, including myself, I was a vegetarian first before I became vegan. Mm-hmm. And there's so much cruelty in the dairy industry that it makes perfect sense to say, like, you know, I go vegan. And it's interesting because you actually didn't do it necessarily at first for the love of the planet or the animals. You did it because you said, like, you know, this gentleman that I met, you know, is vegan, and I feel so much better about it.
I was very, at that point in my life, I was very open to trying new and different things. And so I really feel like it was like a spiritual connection that kind of brought us together for me to try something new and different. And, you know, I didn't really, he told me a lot about dairy and everything that had happened. And I was like, well, you know, I'm kind of the type of person, once I know, I can't go back.
And I think that's the important thing, isn't it? Because that's once you know, you feel and you know that you are also responsible for it.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So it makes perfect sense, you know. And the other thing is, I mean, I know from your website that you are a model and that you did modeling. So you had already had a connection to health. So
I did.
And vegan is by nature, because it's less processed than anything else. It can only aid you really also in sort of from a health point of view. Even though there are junk food vegans out there, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, that's the one thing, is there are very unhealthy vegans and then there's healthy vegans. And I think it just comes with like lack of experience and being new to, you know, being vegan, that type of thing, that, you know, you just kind of have to educate yourself on, you know, what the healthy meals are to become vegan. So anyways, I we started building our relationship and we decided that we wanted to move in together. And, you know, I really wanted to be productive, and I've always been a productive person. And I was really searching at this point because I knew I couldn't go back to work, but I needed to do something. And he actually, you know, was in the business of buying and selling websites. And he said, you know, why don't you start, you know, like a vegan fashion blog? You know, like you used to be a model, you know, you used to coach models. It's really right up your alley. And I'm like, you know what, that sounds like a lot of fun. So we actually found on a website that there was, it was for sale. Veganfashionblog.com was for sale. And so we decided to buy the website as is, which it was just a woman who was a mother. She was a vegan, but she didn't really have time to keep up with the blog or to manage it or to change anything. And she really wrote about a lot of food. And it was just, it was kind of, you know, all messy and everything. So I said, you know what, let's buy this website and let's completely redo it. And let's make it something different, you know, than any other blog. And we decided that we were going to bring on my friend Kim Villas, who's my other partner. She's in California. And then I have another partner who's in New York City. So we were covering all of the states pretty much.
Okay. And, that's the other two ladies on the blog in the contact section.
Yes, Layla and Kim. And, you know, we really, you know, we had a bunch of different views and we were really trying to get our, you know, sea legs, I guess, you know, because we didn't really know exactly what we wanted for the blog. We just knew that we loved being vegan and we loved fashion. And they both have fashion backgrounds as well. And so really it all just kind of came into place probably back in February of this year is when we really launched the new website. And the way that it works is that, you know, each of us contacts different vegan companies, whether it be, you know, a clothing line, an accessory line, a skincare line, a hair line, you know, something like that. And we let them know, hey, we're vegan, we want to review your items, and we want to share that with the vegan community. And it was something really close to our hearts, you know, we're all animal lovers. And I had to really learn about, you know, exactly what vegan fashion was. You know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm vegan. I eat vegan. You know, I don't eat animals. I don't eat dairy. You know, but the next step to going vegan is what we've coined, you know, a saying, wear your lifestyle. And that's really what
Absolutely.
Our website is about.
And I have to say, you know, on just for you guys out there, it's veganfashionblog.com. And you see handbags there, handbags and boots that you could easily even mistake for being leather, but they're not. And and there's another thing on it that I really liked. First of all, you also celebrated men's health, which is great, because when it comes to fashion, you know, us blokes, we usually are not that interested, but also, you know, we're always sort of never really included. So that was good to be included in there. And then the very fact that you had this little blog there, this little thing about, you know, fashion made out of cork, for instance, is really great. I mean, I just watched it because, like, let's have a look, you know, because I'm a sort of long-haired hippie, you know, I don't really necessarily go with fashion. So,
yeah.
But I really like the way it is done, because it's not necessarily saying what is also, what obviously that's part of my show, you know, letting people know what happens to the animals. But even if people are not aware, what I like about your blog, it's very aesthetic. You look at it and it's like, wow, this just looks great. And then the second thought is, and nobody suffers for it. So I think what you have done, what you have achieved is that it is visually compelling before people even think, oh, that's vegan, and what does that mean? And that's the nice thing, that people do not have to be necessarily that aware of it, and, you know, so there's no one saying, pointing fingers. So that's what I like about your page,
right,
too.
Right, and we don't consider ourselves to be abolitionist type of vegans, because we don't want to force people to be vegan. We don't want to send out photos of animals being stripped of their, you know, fur and their skin, because we feel like if you do that, it really people tend to turn more of a blind eye. And, you know, we kind
I mean, there's always two sides to it. You know, we've found over the years, you know, that people need to know too. So if people go in and then they shouldn't be shielded from it. But I agree with you in the sense that it is obviously mentioned on your website. You know what veganism, you know that no one suffers from it. But you make it appealing first. And the other thing that you mentioned in the beginning, you know, this sort of spiritual connection. I also noticed that when you do it for the right reasons, becoming vegan for the right reasons, then you say, I'm not going back. So you, trying to force someone doesn't work anyway, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't forced, and Layla wasn't forced, and Kim wasn't forced. It was just something that we had all been searching for, you know, like spiritually, emotionally, physically, we wanted to feel better. And I had, you know, I have a neurological muscle disorder, and at that point I was looking to do whatever I could to make any sort of change, you know, because there's no cure for what I have. And it truly has helped. And so, you know, we all really felt like the next step from being vegan was to, you know, also include that in your everyday fashion sense. Yeah. And so we really do try to work with people that, you know, understand what vegan is. Sometimes we work with stores that they might not be completely vegan, but they have vegan items, you know, and we don't want to show everybody the most expensive fashion items, and we don't want to show them the cheapest items. We kind of want to be in the middle, and so we try and vary our articles as far as, you know, okay, hey, you can get a good deal here. And that's why we do our giveaways, too, because we want people to feel like they can try different items, you know, and that it's something different, you know.
And also what I like about your blog as well is, you know, most blogs have pictures and it's all good, but some of your posts there also have little videos where you physically show off that stuff so that people see how it would look in real life. I mean, the advantage is that you guys are beautiful. So you're using, it's a good thing to use that element. And it's interesting also that you say, you know, even though you obviously, you know, from, let's just say, call it a profession, you know, from being a model and being health conscious, noticing then that veganism helped you with your illness or disorder, whatever you want to call it. It's another thing that I find very interesting because I'm a type 1 diabetic for 20 years and I have an insulin pump. And ever since I turned vegan, which is only 5 years ago now, my sugar is like that of a normal person.
Awesome.
So there must be something to that, also sort of health-wise. And that's interesting as well. And I also think it was brilliant that the very first date, you know, your now boyfriend told you he's vegan, because that's the other thing. A lot of vegans find it very difficult, and me including, to be around people, you know, and that eat dead animals, for instance, in front of them. So I thought that was very cool for him to say that, because there's always a risk involved being so upfront, you know?
Yeah, he's very charming and...
Well, he better be.
...and confident. So I don't think he had much of a problem with saying... At the time, I think he was looking for a vegan partner, and I just happened to be somebody that was willing to try something new because I was searching, you know? So I think that's kind of how it worked out, you know?
I mean, I don't believe in coincidence, so I think probably the universe had a hand in there. That's how I usually see it. So I absolutely believe that it has got to be some spiritual thing going on, because the very fact that he is selling websites and you are in fashion, which is a great thing, and now you have that blog and we talk about it on global radio, all these little things do help our animal kin. So I think, you know, there must be something to that.
You know, we don't get paid in cash or anything. We only get paid with product that we review, and that's important to us. You know, we're definitely looking for sponsors that are vegan-friendly, fashionable sponsors to be on our website, to kind of sustain us so that we can keep going. But honestly, you know, we're a new website, and we have over 5,000 views per month. And there's a lot of websites out there who they've been around for years and are just now getting that.
And again, you know, it just shows you, because again, obviously, I went to the page because it said vegan fashion. I just wanted to have a look. But the website, I could show this to anybody. And that's what you achieved. It's just a website that is appealing. It doesn't matter really much if it's vegan or not. It just looks great.
Yeah.
And I like these things like shoes and things, so people can have a look specifically at things. So also you know your audience well, because I know women shop differently than blokes do.
Yeah, and we don't want to only, you know, like target vegans. We want other women to see, like, look, here's some really great fashionable things, and they happen to be vegan. And in the meantime, when we have the opportunity, we get to educate people, you know, and we have not really pushed why vegan fashion is so important. And that's still something we're working on, you know. And we could very easily write an article about, you know, what happens to, you know, sheep, or how you get wool, and the dramatic things that happen and the horrible, terrible things. But that's not how we believe we build our audience, you know. Honestly, I'm going to be doing an article soon. I'm going to be reviewing a book. It's called Main Street Vegan by Victoria Morin. Mm-hmm. And she's really well-known in New York City. And she's a life coach. She's been vegan for 30 years. And she really, in her book, she talks a lot about vegan fashion and, you know, being compassionate to animals, because, you know, a lot of people say that the byproduct, oh, it's just a byproduct. And really, that's not the case.
No,
it's usually
their life.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And if it's not their life, then it means a life in captivity. So I can understand that it's difficult if people are attracted to the blog for the fashion angle, then it's difficult to have these links there. At the same time, I think, you know, obviously it does help when people know that veganism as a term means that it has none of the stuff that you have there is derived from animals. And then that's oftentimes good enough to know, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, like, we definitely, you know, feel like we are learning so much in this process, you know? Like, we didn't come into this blog just knowing everything about vegan fashion. We literally had to start pretty much from nothing and just build our own contacts, learn from other people, research, and figure out, you know, what, not only what the fashion sense is, you know, for each season, but, you know, how to make that veganized. Yeah. And, you know, as well as, you know, skincare and hair care products, you know, because one of the biggest things, and we all believe this, is that whatever you put in your skin automatically goes into your bloodstream. So, you know, we're also the type of people, all of us, that, you know, if we, you know, I recently did an article, you know, on organic male skincare line. And even though, here's an example of one thing that I learned, you know, I thought when it said on the bottle, you know, not tested on animals, I thought everything wasn't tested on animals. But that's not true. It just means that the final product isn't tested on animals.
Absolutely. You have to be really, you know, I mean, when you start researching that stuff, you will after a while know that, you know, there's an industry behind it. And, you know, and unless it is forced, they are forced to be open about it and tell, that's what we're really doing here, you know, they obviously, you know, I mean, we have this here in Europe, we have the, it's a little symbol, sort of a white rabbit.
We don't have any type of regulations, and that's something that some people are really trying to push, is to get the law changed to where it says, you know, like where you have to regulate your skincare, your makeup, your hair care products, and you have to be very specific of what's in your products.
That's what I said, you know, on your blog, there's little videos of yourselves showcasing that stuff. And because you are healthy and look the part, it's also easier to say to people, look, you know, just because my hair dye, you know, is not animal tested, it still dyes my hair, you know.
Yeah.
So are you planning, yeah, I don't know, in the future to make your page bigger, you know, are you planning on, I don't know, do an event where you guys, you know, go back to the catwalk again and showcase fashion that is vegan? Are you trying or have you thought about branching out?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we've really discussed in doing is, you know, a lot of people have what they call a vegan website, and they take a bunch of different vegan products from vegan stores and they sell them on their website. Well, what Vegan Fashion Blog wants to do is whatever product we review, we want to be able to sell that product on a separate page, you know, to our readers, and then not only are we selling the product, but they have a complete, you know, 300-plus unique word-reviewed article about that product. And I believe that's something that nobody else is doing.
Absolutely. And also what I like about your blog, just for your listeners out there, if you have just joined us, be aware we're talking to a mobile phone, so the quality is not that great. But what we're talking about is a website called veganfashionblog.com, and on your website also, veganfashionblog.com, you also have on the right hand side, I saw this today, that there is some sort of a link that where people can get things between 20% and 60% cheaper.
Yes, absolutely. There's a website called vegancuts.com, and Vegan Cuts is amazing because they're kind of like what we consider in the States a Groupon, where you can, you know, get coupons. But Vegan Cuts is coupons for vegans. And anybody that decides they want to work with Vegan Cuts, you know, you can find anywhere from 20 to 60% off vegan items, whether it be, you know, purses and sunglasses to food and skincare. Mm-hmm. And they're really amazing people. They have a great team over there, and we love supporting them.
Absolutely. Also nice to see that even though you're sort of a separate entity, that you do say, like, you know, we're not alone in this thing, and we're not making this all about us. We're sharing it, and we work together, because that's the thing about veganism that I find. I personally think it brings people together. Because it is a very good feeling to know that you can live a life in the 21st century where nobody really has to suffer for any of your choices, and you can do it without starving.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things is we get a lot of questions on, well, what am I supposed to do? Throw out all my, you know, clothes that aren't vegan? We don't suggest that. You know, we suggest that, you know, the next time you go buy a new jacket, the next time you go buy a new shirt, to really look at the label and find out if it's handmade in the U.S., if it's man-made, if it's made out of polyester, those type of things, and that be the product that you buy next. And then eventually when you've built up your wardrobe, okay, you know, some of those clothes that aren't vegan-friendly, to go ahead and take them to Goodwill. People, you know, just have to educate themselves, and we're trying to do that slowly but surely to educate people. And, you know, Layla specifically, you know, in New York, she's really great about, you know, the chemicals and toxins that come in skincare and things like that. So she is really good about, you know, knowing those specific items. But like I said, you know, if we make a mistake, and because we're not perfect, you know, and if a reader comes to us and says, you know, this product has this item in it, you know, this toxin, and it was tested on animals, you know, we'll be the first ones to put a disclaimer on the article to let our readers know.
Absolutely.
We want you to know that even though it's mostly, you know, vegan or vegetarian or something like that, that there's still an ingredient that was tested on an animal. And for them to make their choice, you know, And that's important to us. You know, if we make a mistake, we're definitely willing to show people that, you know, we're not perfect.
And, absolutely. And, you know, and to be honest, like, you know, who is perfect? The other thing that I often say to people, I ate meat for 4 decades. And now I'm sort of a vegan for 5 years. And there's no point going back and hitting yourself over the head for not seeing it. Yes, I have a problem sometimes, like, you know, the damage that I caused. But I think it's much more important to focus now on my life as a vegan and knowing, you know, every day I make the right decision. So that's the other thing, isn't it, about people. This is not about making people feel bad. This is just saying from now on you could make different choices. And what your blog is doing is to show people, you know, it's all here. And all you have to do is click and purchase it there.
Right. And, you know, we're going to constantly and consistently, you know, show people, you know, new ways of doing things. And that doesn't just mean, you know, vegan clothing. It means that we're into recycling, that we're into upcycling, mm-hmm. And things like that. And, you know, we do understand that, you know, for instance, recently we did an article on metamorphic gear. And metamorphic gear takes the sails from sailboats and turns them into messenger bags. You know, and if he didn't do that, if Lindsay Lawrence did not turn that into a messenger bag, those sails would actually just sit in a landfill and, you know, would be harmful to our planet. So we're definitely eco-friendly and we try to be as sustainable as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, this is the way we all have to go because the planet is already damaged and we need to do damage control somehow. But that's the other nice little side effect in a way, because you were saying in the beginning that you also feel better now. And then, you know, your actions now do have an impact and do make a change on the lives of animals and on the health of our planet. So that's why it is also important, I find, to let people know that, you know, that veganism is not a choice that you do for dietary reasons. Everything else changes. And again, it comes back to this spiritual force, isn't it? All of a sudden you see, oh my God, I can really do something as one person for the planet.
Yeah.
And how great is that? Yeah. Because it is empowering rather than just overwhelming and saying like, oh, what can I do?
Absolutely, I believe that too, and, you know, it's just one step at a time, and, you know, we enjoy what we do, and, you know, we really hope to just continue to, you know, inform our readers and bring them neat and exciting things, you know, to check out.
Yeah, your personal life has changed too. I mean, like I said, you know, you have your blog now, and obviously it's much easier to live a vegan life when you have a vegan boyfriend who can help you with these things. But I know when I turned vegan, and I have, you know, this show is over 4 years old, so we have talked to many people, what they have, and asked them what they have experienced as they turned vegan and what they changed. And a lot of people said that they found it the most difficult sometimes. Some of them said they found it the most difficult to go shopping and just see the abuse there. And other people say, like, they found it difficult to talk to their friends about them being vegan and being viewed as a bit odd. So what would you say was the most difficult thing for you when you decided to go vegan? Or and then by the same token, what was the best thing that happened to you? That, I don't know, somebody said or something that seemed to turn vegan?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. You know, I would say one of the most challenging things is that I came across, of course, being, you know, new to being vegan, is, you know, my family and them, you know, not understanding exactly what vegan was. And also, you know, it's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like that outcast feeling. You know, whether it's around friends or family, people don't really know, like, how to feed you and possibly, oh, maybe she's high maintenance, you know, that sort of thing. And the truth is that wherever I go, I can always find something that is vegan to eat, whether it's as simple as a salad or something, you know, I get surprised at a restaurant or something, and they might have, you know, some sort of vegan-friendly entree, you know.
If you go with your vegan friends and the restaurant does not cater for you, then you have a much bigger voice to say, like, maybe you should have that.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say this. One thing that I've really learned is that, you know what, you know, sometimes you just have to put yourself out there. And, you know, it's kind of like fake it till you make it, you know. And, and to me what that means is that if you go into a restaurant and you're kind of nervous and you don't want to cause problems, just go ahead and put yourself out there. Be as charming as you can possibly be. Be kind and help them understand what being vegan is and what it entails.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's important as well, because people, I think their subconscious also knows that their choices are not the best ones. So I have had a lot of people that were quite aggressive just because they thought somehow you're saying something against them. And when you are kind about it and just say, like, you know what, you probably weren't aware, this is what's going on here, and this is why I want to eat this, makes a difference.
Yes, and, you know, you don't want to you know, necessarily be, you know, pushy or anything like that, but whatever you do explain, you know, so, I mean, when you're charming and you become friendly with those around you, they get very interested. People are actually very interested in what vegan is. And then on top of it, you know, I get tons of questions, you know, or have the opportunity to let people know that I have a vegan fashion blog and that, you know, because I get tons of compliments on, like, shoes that I wear and purses that I carry, and I love being able to tell people that it's vegan and that not one single animal was harmed in producing this item, and it's extremely fashionable, you know.
Yeah.
And I would say that's one of the things that I love most right now, is that I have the opportunity, the ability, the blessing, you know, to really go out there and to tell people, you know, I'm wearing something that I feel good about, and in turn makes me feel really good and spiritually centered.
And also, you know, I know it sounds odd to people, but my experience was when I turned vegan, when I met the first couple of sheep in the field, I could look them in the eye and I really said to them, like, look, you guys, you know, I can't change the past, but from now on, I'm not responsible for anything that happens to you, you know, and I'm truly sorry for what you've gone through, you know. And you kind of, you connect to them on a completely different level.
Yeah.
I noticed that, you know. I know it sounds a bit odd for people because, you know, I'm a holistic animal healer, so of course I love animals and probably see them different than many people or most people do. But certainly there is a different connection when you know that, because reality is, you know, everything you eat is just for a couple of minutes of enjoyment on your taste buds. And the other thing that you probably also have noticed is, at least I noticed it, when I turned vegan and my taste buds had the time to change, now the salads and all that kind of stuff tastes really good. It's no wonder that when I still had, you know, my regular stuff, and I had a side salad, it wouldn't taste all that well because my taste buds weren't ready.
Yes, and that's absolutely what I tell people. You know, I say, you know, just because I went from meat eater to vegan, that A, doesn't mean that you have to do that, but B, what happens is that your taste buds start to change just because I, you know, craved, you know, the tuna fish and the bacon, you know, over time that went away.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
and it just our body adjusts to what we're feeding it, you know. And to me, live, you know, if I can eat as organic as I possibly can, that makes me feel good. And, you know, some of the wonderful changes that I've seen becoming vegan, you know, is that, you know, A, I have so much more energy, you know. B, I feel like I'm a better person because I'm being of service, and I'm being of service to animals,
and
you're
truly,
animals that can't help themselves.
And you're truly coexisting now. That's what I got out of it. It's saying, like, you know, we can all coexist. I do not have to do this just because it's popular. But I also think that in your case, I mean, I'm just imagining this now. That's why I'm asking you this. I know that from my experience that a lot of people, they must look at you, and because you're the model type and you are beautiful, I'm sure that some of them think, oh, she just does this to keep that figure. just because as their way of saying, like, you know, you're not in this with the heart, because, you know, sometimes people do say things like this because they don't quite know what else to say. Do you get hostility at all at times?
You know, sometimes I ask people, oh, well, that must be why you're thin, because you're vegan. But the truth is I've been blessed with being thin and fit since the beginning. And, you know, that's, you know, something that maybe not everyone, you know, can relate to. But the truth is that, you know, I don't do it to stay thin. I really do it to help my stress level, to help my body chemistry. I do it to, you know, absolutely, because I have compassion for animals, and I always have. I just didn't know about being vegan or what veganism was.
And it's an overwhelming field, because veganism touches on so many different levels. You know,
yes.
Because a lot of people think, okay, well, you know, let's just gish the meat, and then you go like, no, this is not what it means, you know. But that's the other nice thing about it, that you know, it doesn't take 20 years to let it all go. You know, you graved your bacon and your tuna fish, and now you're vegan. You know, so it's not as problematic and as difficult as it initially sounds, because people go on about saying like, oh, I couldn't do this, you know. And you sort of wonder, you know, why could you not do this? You know, all you have to do is look into it, and you will, you know, once you changed, once your view changes, once you go to the supermarket, to the mall, as you guys in America probably say, once you go to these big shopping centers there, and you are vegan, and then all of a sudden these little cut up buddies, you know, become animals again. So there are these little side effects where you know what's playing out here. And you just know that, you know, you use the same mall, but you just use a different row, you know?
Right, so, you know, and that's exactly, you know, how we feel about it, is that, you know, it's one thing to go vegan, you know, but the next step is, okay, incorporating, not just being vegan, but incorporating a vegan lifestyle, which tasks includes the clothes that you wear and the products that you put on your skin and your hair and things like that.
Yeah. I, especially, you know, when it comes to makeup and hair care, I'm sure a lot of people don't even know where to start to research that stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, we're still learning, and every day is a new adventure, because we, you know, really it's a spiritual thing for me, especially because I feel like even just last night, you know, I was kind of pushed together with someone that, you know, works for a company that sells organic, you know, skincare products. And, you know, that doesn't happen every day, you know, to every person. And so I had the ability to discuss, you know, vegan fashion blog and, you know, hey, I want to try it. And, you know, let's see if this works out. And, you know, that's the beauty of the universe, I think.
Absolutely.
That, you know,
and once you open that little door, you usually attract people to make this all bigger, to make it better. And at the end of the day, the good thing is that I always say to people, you know, when they look at vegans as being odd, we're doing a service to everybody. That doesn't make us saints. I mean, I'm divorced a couple of times. I'm certainly not a saint, you know. But we're also doing a service, really, a real service to our animal kin, the planet, and everybody else. Because if we, as vegans, all say, look, you know, there's another way of using, let's just say, you know, anything for your skin, and the more people are buying it, the cheaper it gets. So eventually, there's not even a need to buy the things that everybody buys and that are tested on animals.
Right.
You know, so it is quite a big thing that changes, or a lot of things that are changing when you make that step. So what I want you to do is to give out your website again.
Yeah, it's www.veganfashionblog.com, and we're based in the States, out of Houston, New York City, and San Diego, California.
Community Radio for Tamworth. This is 106.8 TCR FM.